Ayet Eilel El HaDeren. The Ma'is of Yehuda from a was an unusual Ma'is. Says that he was going and then he went off the path to the side, and he was together with her, and eventually they had children from that that relationship, that meeting. Yeah, and as we know, that the children that came out of that were the forefathers of the Malchus Beis Dovid and Melech HaMashiach, which is very unusual. We know later on in history also, the next many generations later, in the time of Boaz and Ruth, was also a great grandmother of Dovid HaMelech. She also came from Moab, an unusual place which we expect the kings and the Melech HaMashiach to come from. So he says that the reason why this story, Chavetz Chaim told me specifically the story over here with Yud and Tama, is that when there are great things that are in the process of happening, the Satan always tries to stop them. He doesn't want the world to come to its final tablet. And therefore, sometimes it's necessary to go off the beaten track. The fire is a Satan. It makes the Satan feel that he won something over here. It doesn't mean that we have to do things improper. Chazal says, Beis Shabbat says, that was about Kochoi Shalei B'Tzaybosa. Feel a divine interaction that caused him to make this decision. It wouldn't be a decision to make by himself. But the divine interaction to make the decision to push him in that direction was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eisa Amuka, that sometimes, like we're saying, to go straight ahead, to go on the way of Kedusha and destroy the Ra, is too much of a backlash, or whatever you call it. From the, not backlash, but the Satan gets too far on the way, and therefore there's such a mahalach. So, that sometimes throughout history we have these situations which will be much easier to make a direct attack or direct physic on certain yonim, which are Torah Tzvah Yisrael, and sometimes we have to do it in not the most direct fashion, in an indirect fashion. Work together with people which we do not want to work together with, because this is the mahalas that we see from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the other Takedoshim. Sometimes we're not just on that level, or the world's not on that level to get to our goals directly. That's yeah. So now we're handling things with the army. That not going direct attack. The world is not on that level right now, but Baruch Hashem. Sometimes we have to, the whole idea of being involved in the Knesset is a tremendous fiddish. The issue is mechadish. You needed somebody to be good in Israel. Why work together with people that have goals in destroying this guy? But sometimes, like I say, that was after Chazanish and all the great Israel afterwards. Sometimes we have to be ma'akim at death, but we have to know that our goal is Chas v'Shalom. We're not going together with him. This is the way we're going to mechadish the things important to Kodesh Boku, and in might, the Hashbog, people are going against the Kodesh Boku.